Greetings, everyone. The title of this Sunday's lesson is Faith and Doubt. The lesson text is found in Genesis chapter 19, verse 1, verses 15 through 26, and verse 29. Faith and doubt are in conflict like fire and water. Fire doesn't cancel water, but water cancels fire. And doubt is what cancels faith, and faith is what saves. There are two fundamental doubts that has and continues to overthrow the faith of some and prevent others from obtaining faith. The first doubt is whether what we have is better than what we shall receive. The other is the doubt that God will do what he says he can and will do. Both of these doubts were evident as Lot hesitated to leave at the command of the angels with them. First, Lot appeared comfortable in Sodom and satisfied with his life there. He had invested time and energy into achieving the life he had, and now he was being commanded to leave it all behind. There was no time to take anything with him. Too many people have invested much in this world, including family, friends, and possessions. Furthermore, they enjoy the pleasures this life provides and have become accustomed to them. They would rather enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season than spend an eternity with God. They, like Lot, doubt whether leaving it all is worth the promises and life God is offering. Then Lot wasn't convinced that they were really going to destroy the city. Like Lot, people aren't convinced God is really going to judge them and the world. Between these two doubts, Lot hesitated and probably would not have been saved if the angels didn't grab them by the hand and compel them to come. Most of us will probably not have an angel compel us to accept God's offer of salvation in Jesus Christ. The best most of us can hope for is a caring family member, friend, or stranger who invites us to church or shares a testimony and lives a life before us that reflects their faith and hope in Christ. Or sometimes an event in our lives can also serve as a sign and will help us to accept God's invitation to salvation. Any faith that arises from these or any other means is like the flickers of a flame. The water of doubt can come along in many forms and from different places to douse any new or established flames of faith. Doubt can cause a person to long for where they came from and stimulate desires for life before Christ. This is apparently what happened to Lot's wife and to many people who start the journey but don't continue. Jesus made a reference to Lot's wife when emphasizing the need to persevere and not look back, go back, or long for what is being forsaken for the kingdom of God's sake. He warns that whoever looks back is not fit for the kingdom. The two questions of, is what God has and promised enough for me to let go of what I have now? And can and will God deliver on what he has promised? is the root of doubt and the enemy of faith. With the help of the angels, Lot and his daughters overcame their doubts and escaped the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Have you overcome your doubts that will allow you to escape the destruction of your soul? And if not, where is the water coming from that is dousing your flame of faith? Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday, and share your thoughts with the class. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section at the bottom of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.